Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. The other day, we looked at the two foundational stones of the whole Psalter, Psalms 1 and 2. Psalm 1 is all about how you must walk to be in the presence of God. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, and so forth. So Psalm 1 is how you should walk. Psalm 2 is how you are going to be with God forever through the work of the Messiah. That's 2. You see, that's why it says, you see, why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain, the kings of the earth, against the Lord and his Messiah? Same. And now we begin the Psalms. Remember, the Lord said these Psalms over and over again. This is a way to penetrate his heart. And now we're going to be looking at this Psalm 3, which is the title that's given here, Trust in God Under Adversity. The old editing said, a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now, that's an editing as well, but a very good one. Does everybody know, do you think, what is that? When did David flee from Absalom? Does everybody know? Do you remember when Absalom had to leave his father's presence because he raped his sister? And now he's down in the south, and he finally plans to take over the kingship, drive his father out and kill him. And that's all told us in the first book of Samuel. Now this is David praying. Is it? Yes. At least this man is suffering like David suffered, and he knows how David suffered now, and he gives words to David's suffering. And so it starts then. You see what it says here? When he's praying for Absalom Beno, his son. Adonai Mavrabu Tzarai, Rabim Kamim Alai. Adonai, Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. Now, the title of the psalm, the explanatory title, is saying, it's the Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom. I want you to hear how St. Augustine comments a bit on this psalm. If you like, you can get these volumes, Exposition of the Psalms by St. Augustine. They're put out by New City Press, which is the lay group, huh? And these are all translated by Maria Boulding, who's a Benedictine nun and a very great scholar. So now here we are. O Lord, how many are my foes? Now, Augustine comments on David and Absalom, figures of Christ and Judas. So he quotes this title of the psalm, as I just gave it to you, the Psalm of David, when he was in flight from the face of Absalom, his son. That this psalm should be understood as spoken in the person of Christ is strongly suggested by the words, I rested and fell asleep, and I arose because the Lord will uphold me. That's verse 6 of this psalm. Now, what does Augustine see there? He sees the resurrection of Christ. He says, that's my confirmation that this psalm is really about Christ. That is, the reality of Christ, the mystery of Christ, lives in every one of the just of the Old Testament. They are foreshadowings, illustrations, glimpses of the mystery of Jesus. And so, when this starts off, then, when he fled from Absalom, his son, that this psalm should be understood as spoken in the person of Christ is strongly suggested by the words, I rested and fell asleep, I arose because the Lord will uphold me, which is verse 6 of our psalm. But we'll see that in a moment. If it's sometimes the Vulgate, which St. Augustine is following, has a different translation, slightly different than what we've got. So that's how it starts. O Lord, how many are my foes, many are rising against me, many are saying of me there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. We have a song like that, right? That we sing, the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. And they're saying, that was the mystery of Christ being fore-lived out, pre-lived out, and foreshadowing the Lord Christ. And that's how Augustine puts it, you see? I lie awake and I sleep. I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. And so that's the way that our translation goes. Augustine says, the statement that he fled from his face could be understood to refer to the historical occasion when on Judah's departure, Jesus withdrew in the company of the others to the Mount of Olives. But it also has a spiritual interpretation as follows. The Son of God, that is the power and wisdom of God, deserted the mind of Judas when the devil took possession of him deep within. The phrase, and the devil entered his heart, is rightly understood as Christ having fled from his face. Now you see, this is a very different way of commenting on the Psalms. Nowadays, we look at the Hebrew text, which is what I'm doing right now, and try to understand the original author. But you see, the original author is a participation in the mystery of Christ. Every just man who calls out to God is a participation in the mystery of Christ. And therefore, it's legitimate to see Christ here. Though, literally, since our Lord did not exist in his humanity yet, this is a psalm about someone forced to flee from his enemy and saying, I'm not afraid. I can trust you, you see? And so, the phrase, Augustine goes on, the phrase, and the devil entered his heart, is rightly understood as Christ having fled from his face. This is not because Christ gave way to the devil, but rather as Christ left, the devil took possession. Such a departure is, I think, referred to as flight in this psalm because of its speed. It is represented also by the Lord saying, what you do, do quickly. Now, you see, Augustine, not having our historical critical mindset, is looking for phrases that express something. But you have to remember, besides being a saint and the doctor of the church, he's a mystic. And so he sees here this David as a foreshadowing. Our Lord had to flee. and he did at times flee. In Nazareth, they were going to kill him, and he escaped from them, and so forth. And so I'm trying to help you understand how the great mystics and teachers of the church could see the Lord Christ throughout the whole Psalter, because he's there. Okay? We speak like this, too, in everyday conversation. We say, it has escaped me of something which will not come to mind, or again, of a very learned person, we say, nothing escapes him. That is why the truth escaped Judas's mind when it stopped enlightening him. Absalom, according to some interpreters, means a father's peace. Now, he doesn't, Absalom, but he doesn't know Hebrew. He knows some Punic, but he doesn't know Hebrew. It may seem strange that it could mean a father's peace, either in the story in Kings, when Absalom waged war against his father, or in the New Testament story, where Judas was the one who betrayed the Lord. Now, I want to try to help you see what's going on in Augustine's mind. He's not saying, this psalm was written ahead of time about our Lord. This psalm was written the title, which is correct, I think. Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, the traitor, Absalom. Now, Judas is a traitor, so he partakes of the reality of Absalom. And that's why we can see how this psalm is being worked out. I lie down and sleep, and I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord, your blessing be upon your people. Now that's beautiful. You see, that's this man, David, if it's David. He's being pursued by his enemies and being threatened with death. And he appeals to the Lord for deliverance. But he says, you see, let your blessings be on all your people. So if these people coming to kill me start rather to act like your people, then bless them. Be with them. And that's the... So, you see how these great saints and mystics, they can penetrate the soul of Jesus by reading the Psalms. Jesus prayed these Psalms over and over again, and his human mind was enlightened about his relationship to the Father, about his future, and about the way things were going to take place in that future. And that's why this psalm is there. And the early editors, you see, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. And Jesus, you see, betrayed by Judas, is the typified. And Absalom is the type. But if you really know what's going on, you can see in Absalom Judas. You can see another traitor having the same characteristics, except that while Absalom is only persecuting his father, Judas is persecuting his God. Amen.